News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Dale Forbes. Plenty of damage in Bartlesville from severe weather overnight. Washington County Emergency Management Director Kerry Cox says assessment's underway right now.
To try to find other damages, got crews out doing assessments at this time.
Cox tells our Bartlesville affiliate KWON they've asked for resources from the Baptist Feeding Team, Salvation Army, and the Red Cross to bring meals into the impacted area. Yesterday's budget summit reveals differing philosophies on how fast they can reach a deal and what is important to each chamber. House Speaker Charles McCall.
Those things that we have not found agreement on that are still very important to the House of Representatives. Number one, the tax cut.
Well, Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat wanted to address line item issues.
We don't anticipate walking out of here with a budget today. So I know that you suggested we may be able to do that. I don't foresee any ability to do that.
Funding for the expansion of the Mike Monroney Aeronautical Center in Oklahoma City is part of an FAA funding bill now in the U.S. Senate. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma expected to pass this week and then move on to the House.
We've worked on for weeks, kind of behind the scenes. We're getting that done this week and next week, actually, in the Senate. And I think that's going to become law.
Lankford says the state's congressional delegation has been working together to get that bill passed. Suit, countersuit. The latest development in a fight over teacher bonuses and details in this report from Radio Oklahoma's Bob Sands.
The Oklahoma Department of Education, using private attorneys, is asking a judge to throw out a lawsuit against the agency and State Superintendent Ryan Walters. Two teachers who received $50,000 bonuses filed their suit after the agency moved to take the money back. The agency is also countersuing the teachers, claiming the Education Department is the real victim.
From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Dale Forbes.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.